Thank you. I don't deserve all this. It's going to my head already. I hope everybody had a comfortable night. Good night. And didn't imbibe too much. Anyway, last night was the fun. Today the hard work begins. Friends, delegates, the last few weeks have been intense and fruitful for this party. As we talked and discussed across the north all the issues that are here. Could somebody turn off those lights, please? Jeez, I'm blinded, can't I? I know, but I can't see. You know. I've come through the process with two abiding memories. One is the absolute determination of people everywhere that this party will survive. The values upon which the SDLP was founded will be carried forward into a new generation and into a new Ireland. The other thing that we heard everywhere we went, over and over again, was the why can't you work together? And my answer is, yes, we can. That's what I asked for. That's what you've mandated me for and endorsed this weekend. Not just a new leader, but a new leadership system. A collective system that will ensure that the interests of the whole party will always come first. All leaders need to be accountable and to have built-in checks and balances, and that applies to me as well as everybody else. I think that during the last leadership contest, that some commentators referred to me as a bull in a china shop. My wife doesn't agree, but but friends and colleagues, can I tell you that we're going to have some time over the next few weeks. I will play to my strengths, and I think at times diplomacy can be overrated. And I believe that the gimmicks and the media spin, I will leave those to others. I will take the bull analogy as a tribute to my reserves of energy and my passion, which tempered with vision, with wise counsel really, can produce an awful lot. With me, what you see is what you get. And what you will get is the action necessary to save this party. Well, you might ask, what will we smash? Well, first of all, I'd like to smash the myth that the SDLP's fate is already settled and sealed, and that this party is somehow doomed to fail and die. All that is wrong with us, and I've repeated this, is that we don't get enough votes. That's all. Now, I have spent some of my life as a GP and a medical doctor, and I can tell you that this is not an incurable condition that we have reached. Far from it. As a matter of fact, I have the prescription, and you have it too, because I sent it out to all of you in the post a few weeks back. This is a proven formula that we conducted the first successful trials on in South Belfast in 2005 and produced a greatly enhanced performance in 2010. Next, I would like to smash the myth that Sinn Féin and the DUP are somehow invincible. They're not. They're just a bit better at us than us at getting votes. But above all, I want to smash through the limits to our own political vision here. We put far too much of our energy into creating a comfortable place for others around the Good Friday Agreement, that we became a bit hypnotized by it. We must face up to the reality that the agreement has been left by the DUP and Sinn Féin to run out of road. In the hands of the DUP and Sinn Féin, it may provide basic political stability, but it will not deliver the real political progress that we want to achieve. We can value stability, of course. We will protect the institutional arrangements that have been set up there, and such elements of power sharing and partnership as survive. But we have to realise that the agreement will not deliver further normalisation on any sort of normal politics in the hands of Sinn Féin and the DUP. That would require real concrete steps to combat sectarianism and a commitment to making a shared future work for all of us. And the DUP and Sinn Féin are not going to do that. Why should they? They have captured the Good Friday Agreement and remade it with their own divided image. They have made the thing almost unworkable. They have worked the letter of it, but they have torn the heart out of it. And there's no reconciliation left in it at all. And from their point of view, they're doing very nicely out of it. Why should these sectarian turkeys vote for a non-sectarian Christmas? What we have now is all we're going to get out of the agreement. It's a mere stability, but there's no future in it. The big difficulty going forward is that with all of the pressures coming around, there's going to be less and less money and a lot more poverty. And the valuable power-sharing element that has been replaced, that was in the agreement, has been replaced by a power carve-up that's going nowhere and will produce no results for people. It's like a sullen ceasefire where there's no productivity and no space opening up. And there's the indisputable fact that just in time, just as we had 9 peace walls way back when the agreement was signed, we now have in their 50s. That's what those two parties want, and that's... is there anybody can... I'm blinded by those lights. I'm sorry, folks. Would somebody turn them off, please? I can't. Thank you. That's what those two parties are working for. And like two children at many stages. And we in the SDLP are going to have to do something very serious about it. We need to make things work, we need to make things happen, and we need to ensure that the SDLP recovers votes to make things happen. I intend to work as soon as possible, meet as soon as possible with our executive and our assembly group to ensure that we build the basis and the foundations for the united leadership, the collective leadership that I talked about going forward. I will talk to my assembly colleagues and stress the importance of working right across the whole party with the various interests in the party between the executive and the assembly and the political interests. And I want to build various subgroups across the party to work on various policy interests. So that's the core, and that's the working out, the outworking of the collective leadership. We're going to walk and work around, create an openness in the party that will work to all our benefit. And can I have the lights off, please? Why do they keep coming on? They're blinding me. I'm sorry. I don't need that, right? When I'm finished today, I'm going to walk around the hall here, and I'm going to collect all the copies of the manifestos that were produced by executive colleagues, by my rivals in the leadership contest, and I'm going to collect all those ideas and take them home with me, study them, so that we can come up with all the good ideas and distill all the good ideas that were there at the weekend, because I believe we very, very badly need those, to put all those together and unite the party. And I would urge you to do the same. I would urge you also to go back to your branches and your constituencies in the various places that you work for us and work with the SDLP, and discuss the issues that were raised here at the weekend, because I want those ideas to be distilled and work right through all levels of the party in every way that we can, and we ensure then that everybody is signed up and everybody's going forward. The ideas will help and reinforce and strengthen the collectivity of the leadership and the party and the growth, the regrowth of the party. And if you don't have a branch in your area, I would seriously ask you to consider starting one and making things happen, because